Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Talk about all your, you know, the seaport where you go to dinner. Yeah. And I'm like, if you know me, nobody likes to eat more than me. Yeah. So someday we'll go to dinner.
Yeah, dinner on me. Oh. All right. I'll pick up the tab.
You two could battle it out.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I don't want to say the thing, but sometimes it's good to just lay on your back.
It is. Sometimes it's great stretch to just, out. Sometimes it's good to just lie there. Is that what you do, Coach?
Well, sometimes it is.
I mean, at your age.
Hammies can get tight doing that, though.
That's how you love Moeba.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
As they're packing their car up with their groceries, Pennell comes out of nowhere. Start spraying them in the face with bug spray.
Oh, that's aggressive.
Damn. Yeah.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Big Stash, I have high expectations for him.
Which nickname do you prefer so far?
This is the first time I've heard Big Stash, but I really like that.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get some momentum with that.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. I'm our people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. And as my guy, Gerard Mayo, used to say, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Nothing. There has been no discussion that is any older ever, Curtis, than the one that has been going on since I walked in this morning with Wiggy about why he got kicked out of YouTube last night during the game. Why he can't figure out how he was in YouTube jail last night.
I was in YouTube jail like at the end of the third quarter, like 4 minutes to go. I'm watching the game. Next thing you know, it just kicks me out.
It was a little bit before the end of the third. And you also like have to pay for YouTube TV. That's the issue.
But I thought it was.
It's not free.
Shime said.
That's tonight's game.
Okay, so that's tonight's game. All right.
Tonight's the YouTube game.
All right.
But you were in bed.
Yes, I was in bed watching.
Obviously, in some state of undress and didn't want to get up and figure out what you needed to do in order to get out of YouTube jail.
No, so. And I was like, I'm not going back in the living room to finish the game. So I said it was like maybe like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then it boom just.
Oh, right at the lightning delay.
Yeah,
I don't know when the
he
lightning.
He didn't know about the lightning delay. I didn't know about the lightning delay. So I'm guessing before that, it was 24:20. I asked him that.
Yes.
So it was right before the lightning delay. I'm also you didn't put on Peacock.
No, because I didn't want to go back in the living room.
You don't have you only have YouTube TV in your bedroom?
No, I have like a different box in
that
my bedroom.
That has Peacock.
There's only one P.
No, it
in
doesn't
the
have Peacock.
Oh, well, that's different than what you've told me in the past.
No, but I have my living room TV is where I watch everything, but I didn't feel like, you know, going back into the living room.
These issues will pop up from time to time when you're stealing content. That's what happens.
And that is the issue. Correct.
No, the issue is I didn't want to go back into the living room.
Yeah. Well,
I thought
you told us this was foolproof.
It is.
You had everything.
I do in the living room. What part of I did not want to go back in the living room?
What box do you have in the bedroom? That's what I'm asking.
I have another box in the bedroom.
What is it?
It's a
Google TV box.
It has a giant "Don't tell anybody about it" sign on it. That's what.
And it
has
YouTube.
The box.
It has YouTube TV on it.
But you still have to pay for the subscription,
right? But what? So
put it on channel 3. It's the breast exam.
So when I was watching it from what Shime had said, I didn't realize it was tonight's game.
Yeah.
Shime was like, "Remember?" He's like, "Oh, you'd be able to watch it on YouTube." And I'm watching the game. I'm like, "Okay, I can watch it on YouTube TV."
Hey, Coach, I hear you. It was so much easier when there were only three channels.
What?
Those were the days.
And just public service announcement for tonight: it's not YouTube TV. It's regular YouTube that you watch the game on. So if you pay for a YouTube TV subscription and can't find the game, you're just being dumb.
That is confusing.
That was so stupid.
Oh yeah, but that's how they get you, Curtis.
But why would you put something on a platform that has no live coverage of anything, as opposed to using YouTube to get people to purchase YouTube TV? Wouldn't you do it the flip way?
Well, because YouTube TV, they already get people to buy it because of Sunday Ticket, and now they want more people on their live streaming and recorded video platform of
YouTube. It's a racket.
It's called greed, Curtis.
It's nothing to do with greed for me, because it's the same thing. It would actually be more revenue for YouTube or Google or whatever, the Alphabet, whatever owns it, if they had if they used tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to YouTube and you don't have YouTube TV, there's a link that sends you to the live coverage of YouTube TV.
Right.
I don't know.
And that's the only impression, because I don't have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
I don't have but I have YouTube. So when Chime said hey, you can watch the game on YouTube, and then I go there and I'm watching the game on YouTube, I'm like, okay, but it was on YouTube TV. I'm like, okay, this is going to be free the whole game.
Hmm.
And then I think the Philly might have just kicked a field goal, something was like five or 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and then boom, it kicks me out. And then it's like, oh, $82 a month.
I don't know if it's that high.
It's like $82.99 a month.
Your free trial ran out. That
yeah,
was the
and they
issue.
Wanted me to pay $82
like,
or $83
no, I'm not gonna do it.
A month. I'm like,
right up the keister.
Hell no.
If Wiggy can't figure it out, pray for Greg this weekend.
Because
it's going to be. Yeah.
And Greg, I didn't want to go in the living room, so I was like, man, this is a wrap.
I understand. Well, that's why I have Lindsay around.
Right.
Lindsay can handle all of those kind of things.
Yeah, but it costs you $80 a month.
Do you have access to Animal Planet?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good stuff out
there. But my main box is in the living room, so I don't want to, like, you know, I'm comfortable.
Damn, it is $82.99 a month. For the base plan.
Right.
Greg, I don't know if it was with Courtney on or off the air, but she explained that she and Santo were watching a game, and she thought it was live.
This was
oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah. You should go ahead. It's Friday. You should go ahead and tell that story.
I'm sorry.
You want to cover your ears?
It's okay.
Screen?
No, it's okay. It is funny. It's funny. It's funny.
Okay. So, court, was it Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech and
whoever they had last
Colorado.
Week. Colorado. Last. It was last Sunday. We
right.
were watching.
And so they're sitting like, ooh, bonus college football Sunday. Awesome. No NFL. We'll watch this. Santos jumping up and down. Uh-huh. And then about what? How long into
halftime.
It? Halftime. Mind you, it was a night game in Colorado, and they're watching it.
At like 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. in Boston. And they had no idea until halftime.
All of a sudden, it was like, how do we think Notre Dame's going to do? And we were like...
Yeah, the game was from Friday night. Colorado right. played Georgia
Courtney
Tech.
Thought they were playing it in Alaska on the longest night of the shortest day of the year, whatever happens
let
in
me,
Alaska.
Let me be clear. Yeah. The yes. game was like at 5, so okay. it was still yeah. light yeah. out
completely
we were watching.
So like,
but yeah.
It's the stupidest thing ever. I'm with you, Greg. Go back to just the football game on one basic channel.
Yeah, no, nobody's listening. We yell, we scream, nobody listens. But we got season underway, and that is good news, and we will talk about that all morning long. And the season gets underway for the New England Patriots on Sunday. And today, all day, it is a Patriots Friday, and we would love to hear what you think about game number one for the New England Patriots. And we will hear from Robert Splaine at 7:30 on this morning's show. This is Charlie from Malden Scheim. I don't know what's up with the mouse. Can you bring Charlie? Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to ask Wiggy why, when he was in his bedroom, he didn't go to NBC and just watch it on NBC.
I don't think he knew. Basically. I don't think he knew that was a possibility.
Yeah, I am.
Because you got to pay for Peacock.
No, it was on actual channel. It was actual, NBC in
actual
Boston.
Actual NBC.
Because I don't have that in my bedroom.
What?
Well, he doesn't have cable. Yeah, I get
yeah,
that.
I don't have cable. Yeah, I don't have cable. I cut all the cords, Curtis.
But you can get that for free.
Yeah, but I don't have a cable. I don't have a cable box.
No, you don't need a cable box.
How do you get NBC for free?
No, he does because he doesn't have anything because he got one out of the back of somebody's trunk.
No. As is, you know what you coming up with that one from?
As is well documented, he got himself an unauthorized steel content box.
I have no cable nowhere in my house. Everything is cable free.
Same. So, wait. So Curtis, you're saying that you could still get NBC even if you don't have a cable box?
Right. You're
How?
Seeing a broad. It's called a. I don't have it. Broadwave antenna, and locally, whatever market you're in, you get those. Channel 4, 5, 7, all that.
Like, you got to plug an antenna up to your television?
I think you make it adjacent, and you get
like the old school rabbit ear antennas?
It's similar, but it looks nothing like that.
All right. Now, I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right. Scheim, do you mind heading over to Wiggy's place after the show and setting him up for tonight's game?
No.
Not at all.
Possible?
Nope.
Okay.
I got the guy. Well,
he has kids. He can have them do that.
No, my kids are not. They're not at home. I not have worked the box. I thought the YouTube.
I can imagine Wiggy FaceTiming his kids. His face is like halfway into the camera. He's like, how do I set this up, YouTube thing?
I thought the YouTube was free.
YouTube is free. TV is not.
Right, but when you said the game, you said, oh, you can watch it on YouTube.
Yes, and tonight's game.
Right, well, I didn't know that. When I'm watching it on YouTube TV, I'm like, okay, this must be
but
where
that's why it wasn't free.
Yeah.
But it was free.
Because you had a trial.
Tonight's game is free. You just have to go to Brazil to watch it for free.
It's just stupid.
So, yeah. All right. Stupid. Well, anyway, we have got a lot to get to. Your guy, Big Stash, tonight for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
So, Red Sox will try to turn it around after ending the series with a loss. And so... things get serious here for the Boston Red Sox, and you can talk about that this morning as well on this radio show.
Because if I'm not mistaken, I think Toronto has the Yankees this weekend too.
Yes.
So it is a good opportunity for you to take advantage because Arizona's not very good. Take advantage and maybe create some space between you and the Yankees, or make up some space between you and Toronto. So we'll see what happens.
What are they? 3.5? Both them and the Yankees, I believe. 3.5.
They're both at the same. So it's a good opportunity.
On today's show, we are going to get to our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes. They set it at 7:20, and we will discuss what Dak Prescott said after being spit on last night.
Wow.
And other things.
What a wild way to start a football game, by the way. Like, a kickoff, guy gets hurt, they're treating him, trying to get him up off the field, getting carted off. And in the meantime, Jalen Carter just goes over and hucks a loogie on the closest guy. Him and Hawk Tua spitting everywhere.
And thank you for calling it what it was, because people are like, he spit on him. No, he literally, it was a loogie.
Nasty.
It was gross.
Yeah.
That was not just a little bit of spit.
It was disgusting.
Obscure Seinfeld reference.
Oh, that was
Curtis or Wiggy?
Yeah, that was the Keith Hernandez.
Was that the magic loogie?
Was that
what it was referred to as?
It might have been the magic loogie, but I think it was Rob Dowling who actually spit on him.
Ron Darling.
Yes, it went back into the left.
Yes. All right, they said it. At 7:20, news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning, and that will include PlayStation rage, which led to violence in Florida, not like the rest of us. Beat the Geek at 9, and that is Shime's opportunity to show that he deserves to be speaking about how or offering advice on how one should wager. Is that a good way to define that?
Can I also say, when Jalen Carter got ejected, I was like, Shime's bet out. I was like, I love you, Shime. I was praying they were going to lose after that moment.
No, did not lose.
Well, wait, didn't cover.
You're praying for Shime? I thought he was your best friend.
I love him.
She prays for my downfall. I get it.
No. It just would have been perfect. Like, the first game of the NFL season, he's like, go Birds all morning yesterday. Opening drive, 6 seconds in.
Oh, as soon as that happened, the Javonte Williams touchdown was the most predictable thing on the planet.
There is honestly, Greg, few things more exciting and fun than rooting against your buddy's team. Like,
true.
It's just, it's great. It makes every game a winner.
All right. Well, it will be Shime v. an influencer at 9 on this morning show. And speaking of wagering, Nick Kostos back on this radio show. All football season long, but at 9:30 this morning. Am I correct about that?
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. All right. Let's get going with Courtney and with what is trending first thing this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Eagles take the first game of the NFL season, a game that had drama and a lightning delay, beating the Cowboys on home turf 24-20. A wild start for this one when Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter was ejected just 6 seconds into the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. The Eagles were hit with a 15-yard penalty before the first snap, and the Cowboys struck on the opening drive. Now, some trying to say Dak spit first. If you look at the videos, he's spitting down. He spits throughout the entire game. It was not the same thing at all. He ended the game completing 21 of 34 passes for 188 yards in the loss. Jalen Hurts completed 19 of 23 for 152 yards, rushing for 2 touchdowns in the win.
People like Nick Kostos, who bet the over in last night's game, could not have been more livid after the lightning delay resulted in 0 points being scored after that. That was hilarious.
So now we turn the page to look at the weekend. Tonight, it's Chiefs at Chargers, 8 p.m. kickoff.
What channel?
YouTube. Yep.
Okay.
For free.
Did Ryan Clark say after the game that Dak Prescott was a generational player?
I don't know. That's a great question, right?
I just wanted to know.
My issue with that is, like, those kind of takes should be in June when there's nothing going on.
I know.
What an odd day to make an ass.
People just say things now.
That was just dumb.
The Pats kick off the season at home with the Raiders in town, 1 p.m. kickoff. We will talk to Robert Spillane this morning on a Patriots Friday. Before that, in college around here, UMass has Brian at home at 3:30, and Boston College is in Michigan to take on Michigan State at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Is it the definition, the best players of their generation? That would be generational talent?
That's what I always thought.
So then how are the best players right now not generational talents?
I don't know that one.
It's kind of a narcissistic take. It seemed very clickbaity.
That was just stupid. Yeah. I mean, come on.
No, yeah.
You got to be a moron.
That's what these ESPN shows are now. It's right. Just, ooh, who could say the wildest thing that people will talk about?
Honestly, I think he might believe it. Like,
right.
Because it's the the washing of Patrick Mahomes that goes on left and right.
Yeah, but even when he had John Elway up there, like even Mahomes, like, all right, I get it. But he had John Elway up there. I get if you say, right, if you say, all right, this guy is, where he said Arch Manning might not be a generational talent. All right, I give you that one. He's got to prove himself, that kind of. But to say Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
It's ridiculous.
And then say Drew Brees is.
Peyton Manning was also like the number one pick in the draft, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then say, it was number one, and I think Ryan Leaf was two. But then to say Drew Brees is a generational talent, listen. Brian Clark just tries too hard. He's caught between, I don't know, Howard Cosell, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King. I don't know what this guy wants to do half the time.
Well, the Red Sox are back in action in Arizona tonight.
Also, three people who've never been used in a sentence together before.
But that's who he tries to be. He tries to be this unbelievable sports guy. Then he's into this militant black dude. And then he's like, you know what? We all got to come together and love each other like Dr. King.
But what about the Howard Cosell part?
That's the sports guy.
Oh, okay. You know?
Trying to be the sports guy.
That's
here.
His sports identity.
Like, which one are you, bro?
Yes. He made the biggest ass of himself with RG3 mocking him for marrying a white woman.
Right.
And then, like, trying
That's
to walk.
My point.
It was the dumbest thing ever. And he had a child with someone
right.
who was not African American, and he's going after RG3 for marrying a
he's
white
like,
woman.
Pro black, let's go. Pro black, you know, just like all the Black Panthers. Oh, by the way, I got a baby by a white. I've been on them ski slopes before. Come on, man. Stop it. Just focus on the sports element.
Well, 9:40, first pitch this evening with Big Stash. Peyton Tolley taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Wes Welker. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation.
We are being corrected, Wiggy. It was Roger McDowell.
Oh, Roger McDowell, okay.
On Seinfeld.
Yeah,
so
that was Newman.
We stand corrected on that. And we are going to get underway with some of this morning's leads coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is a Patriots Friday and a couple sleeps until you are hearing that live. If you are on your way to Gillette for Sunday's game like Curtis is. And speaking of Curtis, Shime, in advance of the weekend and the game, could we open up the window world of Boston weather window for our weather smoke, please? Okay, Curtis, what are we looking at?
Would you guys agree the last couple days have been the best days of the year?
No.
Yes.
Really?
They've been nice, but yeah.
No,
say the...
those who love fall, I understand it.
Right.
I get so upset when summer's gone. Yeah. It's weighing on me.
It's crazy because you're such a sweater and you do so many old man walks. Like, this is perfect temp for your health.
I understand that. It's just summer is slipping away.
But who cares what time of year it was? It was 80 degrees and sunny. It was gorgeous.
My life is slipping away right in front of my eyes.
Well, that's true.
That's your dietary choices.
I don't like when time passes.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm a summer basic bitch. I need warm weather.
Yeah.
Like the cool, I like the weather. Don't get it twisted, but getting up and it's kind of chilly. Mm-hmm. Give me that warm weather, man. I love that summer weather.
All right, I'm sorry. I will not editorialize the weather. 65 degrees cloudy, although there's a pretty good study out there if you want to look at it about our oceans. But anyway, cloudy, afternoon high of 83. Let's see, this weekend, Sunday. Ooh, looking like a little bit of rain around.
Mm.
So... edge to the Patriots, ground and pound. Saturday is going to be the pick of the weekend, 85 and sunny.
Excellent. All right. You can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. If you would like to join us at any point this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. And that is the same number to text on the Subaru of New England text line. So you can share your thoughts in both of those ways. You can leave a Hill note, but I don't know when we're going to play him this morning, Shime, because we got Nick Kostos at 9:30 telling you how to wager this weekend.
Can we try and sneak him in real quick before we get out of here at like 9:48 or something like that?
Yes, okay, yes.
45?
All right, so leave a Hill note on any topic, at any time, any day, on the Odyssey app. And we'll play the best ones back coming up at 9:45 on today's show. Also, I didn't mention it at the start of the show, weekly wrap-up from Acrobatic at 8:45 this morning. And it will be very difficult to outdo last week's masterpiece.
Mm.
As Curtis pointed out earlier, that was just extraordinary what Acrobatic did with the wrap-up last week. I don't know if he's going to be able to beat it this week.
The Belichick was chef's kiss.
Anybody doing...
Yeah.
You are doing the Bill Belichick news?
I say to you this morning?
You have not been this excited since Tom Brady's last Super Bowl to do a lead.
Oh, okay. Right.
Very strange.
What about when he found that Celtics cheerleader on Instagram?
Wow, that one he loved.
The personal attacks. Your guy's in trouble.
All right, go ahead. Let's go. Let's get going with it.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great one, Shime, from Aerosmith, and leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Do not miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. It is happening today and this weekend, and you can learn more when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. I think Courtney's going to hate this lead, so feel free to tune out like you normally do,
okay.
Courtney.
Thank you.
I have an issue with the San Francisco 49ers. All preseason long, Christian McCaffrey, no issues. Mm-hmm. He's healthy. He's good to go. Coming off of bilateral Achilles tendonitis, Christian McCaffrey ready to go for the season. Well, until like 4 hours, but 3 hours before the NFL season began, then all of a sudden the guy pops up on the injury report with calf issues. Mm. I understand that it is just gamesmanship in the NFL, and that they're trying to, you know, not let your opponents get comfortable. But for us people who like to root for the teams and make wagers and happen to own him in fantasy football,
I told you.
I hate the San Francisco 49ers. They infuriate me. They're like the one team nowadays that is just like, yeah, we're not going to put them anywhere on the injury report until, 2 hours before kickoff. It's really frustrating. I wish my guy Kyle Shanahan would have a little bit more transparency like every other team in the league. It would make my life and a lot of other people's lives easier. Nobody cares about this lead except a small few of us today. But mm-hmm. You know what? Screw you, Kyle Shanahan. That's kind of my lead.
I told you, stay away from McCaffrey.
You're right, Wiggy.
I told you.
You were right.
The most, like, he's one of
he'll probably play, but it's still just more stress right. than I needed.
But
today.
He's like those, man, imagine if he was healthy throughout his career. He, right. That's what he's going to be when it's all said and done with him in his NFL career. Yeah. You know, look at his record of just constantly being hurt.
It's just, but it's like, but that's the thing, Wiggy, is it's one of those situations where I don't know if he's actually hurt because the entire preseason, he mm-hmm. has never had an injury designation. Mm-hmm. He's never been on an injury report. And then 2 hours before kickoff of Eagles Cowboys, boom, he's on the injury report. Like, where did this come from?
Can't the missus massage that sucker for him or whatever?
Well, the missus just gave birth, so.
She's busy.
So he should be massaging whatever she needs massaged.
He's out earning the money.
Olivia Culpo earns a pretty penny, let me tell you.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life. Yeah.
She earns more than McCaffrey?
I don't know about more, but she earns a...
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, just throw the baby in the crib and then give him a calf massage? I mean, what? Like,
don't they have a nanny?
She can't multitask?
I don't think that... Well, they did have a woman that was helping them who is also like a Miss U.S. person, contestant. But it seems like the parents have been really hands-on with
Miss
them.
Miss USA nanny, huh? That's not bad, McCaffrey, huh?
How'd you pull that one off? Do you think Olivia Culpo would allow an attractive nanny in that house?
That's what I'm saying. Huh? They had one.
I doubt it.
But
I think if you're Olivia Culpo, you're not worried.
Right. Yeah, right? Like Olivia Culpo was a Miss... I forget if it was a Miss America or Miss US. I always get them screwed up. But whoever they hired was part of that family.
Ask Halle Berry that.
Was it the same one that was in Joe Burrow's house when he was robbed?
No.
Okay.
No, that was just an influencer. What is her name? I always forget her name.
Is she coming in at 9?
I would love that. Yeah, that would be a big get.
Do you think Olivia Culpo spends minutes before her eyes close right before bed thinking about what would have been with Eamon after she sees those great videos he puts together after each roadshow?
Probably. Maybe.
She missed out.
Yeah.
She missed out on
you guys,
our boy.
I've never heard of this name in my life.
She went from Eamon at prom, and I'm using air quotes here, to then like Joe Jonas or Nick Jonas to then Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's true, except for the part where you said Eamon at prom. Like, he didn't go
to the prom. So she put it in air quotes.
He didn't go to the prom with her.
He has one blurry photo where you can't really make out if it's her and it's a group photo.
I've never experienced something. I know we talked about it a lot, but where somebody was so confident in sharing that they once dated, a smoke, and then the smoke had absolutely no idea who he was.
Like, you guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
It's my favorite moment in the history of the show.
It's
amazing.
Eamon and I are the same age, and if someone were to say, "Oh, I went to prom with Courtney" or dance with Courtney, I could name all of them.
Right.
Evan, Scott, Andy, like I could name everybody I went to a dance with. I could also name all of the other people in the photos with me from those events.
Unless you were capping and you were playing it off like cuz for whatever reason you didn't want people to know you went with Eamon.
So well,
you'd
be like, "I don't remember him." I think that might have been the first use of AI, the photo that he showed us.
And it was, you know, Olivia Culpo stands to gain nothing by lying to us.
In fact,
it would have been probably easier if she was like, "Oh yeah." The fact that she was that strong in her denial shows that it wasn't even close to ever happening.
She couldn't even like feign like she had vague remembrance of him. No.
Nothing.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
As soon as Greg started asking the question, I could just imagine being in Eamon's body being no.
He was like Homer Simpson shrinking back into the bush.
That was it.
It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion.
All right. Chime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Oh, do we need more time for your lead? I think we do.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm good. Okay. Go to Courtney.
I know.
Okay, yeah, Courtney.
I have a non-sports lead today because something struck me yesterday, and then I started doing a little bit of research, and it turns out, if you go back into your high school days, what is one of the best moments that you can remember from being in high school?
Having to leave the after prom party while the girl I took to the prom stayed there and hooked up with multiple guys.
Yeah, I would probably say getting some nookie.
Okay, that's not where I was going. Yeah. Getting my license was one of the best days ever. It was a sense of freedom, adulthood.
Really?
Okay. Wow. Right.
Yes, right. It was huge.
We're also asking people not to drive.
Did you go to Friendly's afterwards?
Yes.
With your mom?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. But it's a huge moment.
All right.
Not so much anymore.
Okay.
Right now, 25% of 16-year-olds are getting their license, Gen Z and below. Only 40% by the age of 18 are getting their license.
What?
If you go back to when I was getting my license, 2012,
mm-hmm.
over 80% of young adults got their license before they turned 18. There is a decrease in generations who mm-hmm. want to get their license.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of studies going on about why, because they feel like this is going to change the transportation landscape because it's going to continue to disappear, get people getting their license. Yeah. The reasons, of course, Uber on the rise yep. makes it much easier for people to go from here to there. People think that economically it makes more sense to not get your license because car bills pile up,
yeah.
Parking tickets, speeding tickets, whatever else
insurance,
comes.
Insurance. Everything. So basically Gen Z is it Gen Z or they're probably
Gen
a different
Z,
generation?
Gen Z, then it's going to yeah. continue with Gen Alpha, whatever.
So they're
it is.
Never going to learn how to drive and mm-hmm. they're never going to buy cars.
Correct. Yep. It is going to completely change the way in which car dealerships deal with people. It's going to end up being a dying industry.
Good. Better opportunities for us.
I agree.
Keep those scrubbeens off the road.
But when I have a child one day, uh-huh. I want them to be able to drive. If you're an adult, a parent needing to schlep your child around who's 16, 17, 18, 19, mm-hmm. at a yep. certain point, don't you say, no, it's time for you to be
but
an adult?
But that's you as the parent. You got to push them to drive. You got to like really, there are a lot of parents because I have two nieces that are like this that don't want to drive. They're worried
about
it.
How old are they?
One's 18.
Really?
Yeah, and the other
one. And they don't want to drive because they're worried about it?
They're kind of like, you know, they're scared of driving, and the parents don't push them to say, okay, you got to learn how to drive. You got to learn how to drive. And the other one's 17. You got to learn how to drive. And they don't want to do it. And you're right. So now they have to figure out ways around or somebody to pick them up. But
it feels like an anxiety and or laziness thing. It's like I think yeah. some kids
I think
like
it's more anxiety than
like
anything.
I think some kids like being chauffeured around. Others feel this massive anxiety in driving.
Bingo.
And it's so weird because like I understand if you live in a major city, you don't want to buy a car because you can just get around in a place maybe not like Boston that has better public transportation. I get that. But like, you should still have your license. You should still know how.
Exactly.
They live in the country.
I think that's kind of the crazy thing.
As somebody who has anxiety, I don't think it's anxiety. I think it's straight up laziness.
No, you have anxiety, so you don't believe it is. And they live in West Virginia where there's no traffic.
No, Courtney's right. It's laziness.
It's laziness.
I'm telling you, it's more anxiety in my, because you talk to these young kids, they have anxiety about everything.
But I've always had anxiety. I was so excited to get my license.
But I would say that you're the minority. Nowadays, when you think of a lot of the younger kids, they get anxiety about everything. Crossing the street, they got to take a test. What they're going to wear in the morning. You know, the lighting's too bright in the bedroom. And so now you just add into driving and all the things that come with it. It's not laziness. It's more anxiety ridden.
We're missing who this is. I'm sorry, Wiggs. Mm-hmm. It's the parents. The parents want to control their children. The second your kid has a license, you lose control of your kid.
That's a good point.
That's this generation, parents are obsessed with knowing where their child is, what they're doing, following them with, like, you know, the GPS AirTag thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the second Mackenzie gets a Jetta, you no longer have control.
It was so true. I was so that was the big thing about getting my license. It was like freedom. I could get away from my parents and my family anytime I wanted
to. So, Curtis, then it's the parents' anxiety.
Right. Yeah. And that's what gives the kids anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
I just can't believe, like, if this is what it looks like in 2025, and there was reports like the real decrease started right after COVID, and to think of 10 years from now, will we have 10% of 16-year-olds going out to get their license?
Probably. I'm okay with it, though, because it might actually ease the cluster F that is the Southeast Expressway.
But can we make people that drive ride shares go through extra screening in terms of road tests? Because some of the worst offenders that I see on the roads are Ubers and Lyfts. They're always going 50 in the freaking fast lane. They're speeding by in the slow lane. They're turning across three lanes of traffic to get off a highway.
Because they don't know where to go.
Right.
We need to bring the good old days back of the cabbies. Cabbies knew everywhere to go. Now you tell, you say, you try to say, pick you up. They're going the wrong direction. And then they follow the stupid Uber GPS, and it takes you in the wrong direction. You know how many times I've been sitting in the back seat of an Uber, and I'm like, where the hell are you going to get
Here's a text that explains it all. 617 text that says, best lead ever, Courtney. I just dropped my 21-year-old off at her job for that very reason, because she doesn't want to get a driver's license.
I don't get it. And there was one more little note that I had that I forgot to mention. There was a bit of a pop in between 2020 into 2021, and this is why I know it's laziness. People said it was because they were giving driver's license without having to take road tests during that time. Like the fact that kids don't want to do the road school, which took up a lot of time, but it's important, and then the road tests.
Yeah.
Like, get your license.
That's an excellent lead from you this
morning.
Good
job.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
We'll get to Curtis's lead on a Patriots Friday coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up at 7:20, about a half an hour from now, they said it, and what Dak Prescott said after receiving a loogie last night during the game and other things. And then at 7:30 on a Patriots Friday, we will be joined by Robert Splaine of the New England Patriots. This is Rob from Swampscott. Shime. Mouse not working in here, so you got to bring Rob up for me, if you could, please. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
So this whole thing about kids not driving.
Yeah.
I think it's more a symptom of gentle parenting. And I understand what Curtis is saying, and I got to respect him because he's a father. And, I mean, I'm a dad, but my kids are 22 and 26, but they both were very self-motivated to get their licenses. The gentle parenting thing and the mollycoddling and the parents' anxiety, to that degree, I agree with Curtis. But you at some point, someone once said, tough decisions now, easier life later. And I don't think a lot of people are embracing that from a parenting perspective now.
Yeah. No, it's weird. We were talking during the break, and Courtney knows a lot of people, or a reasonable amount of people, who are in their 20s who don't have their driver's license.
Yeah, I just started noticing it more and more. And then I'm also obviously chronically online, so following influencers that are very young, and all of them talk about how they don't have their license. And I was so confused by this because I went to high school in New Hampshire, so most of my friends got their learner's permit at 15, 15 and a half.
Yeah.
And I was.
You were desperate to get
it.
Because it was freedom.
Yes.
Like it was, you could get away from your. The rents.
Yep.
All right. We have leads left. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So as Courtney likes to say, as it relates to anything, let's begin at the beginning.
Mm.
And yesterday, the breaking news, in case you missed it, was that North Carolina has barred Patriots scouts from attending games or practice or whatever in Chapel Bill. And that was in August when scouts were sent and told they couldn't go. So I just thought it would be good to go over, we have been over ad nauseum, all the wrongs that Robert Kraft did to Bill Belichick, and I take none of that back. I am not omitting that there is reason for Bill Belichick to be angry at Robert Kraft. However, Bill Belichick despised Gerard Mayo because he went up the back steps and stuck a knife in his back to get the job. So according to a book by Gary Myers, there is a long passage about how Bill Belichick really warmed Robert Kraft to the notion of hiring him in 1996 when Bill Parcells was here, the year after Bill Belichick was fired by the Cleveland Browns. He spent the entire season getting not only close to Robert, but to Myra. And Robert Kraft said it was through that experience that I knew 5 years before, see if that sounds familiar, that I was going to hire Bill Belichick. Sounds like Gerard Mayo to me, a guy that he thinks did the unthinkable. Bill Belichick demands loyalty, but gives none of it to anybody but himself. Bill Belichick demanded that his players subjugate their ego and take less money to help the team, while demanding that he is the highest paid coach in all of professional sports, and paying his kids $3 million not forcing them, like Julian Edelman, to fly across the country just to get market value. And what happened yesterday just revealed the true pettiness of this guy. I also go to the thing that was huge in 2016. Players should not do anything outside the walls of Gillette Stadium that will bring unwanted attention to matters that could impact the football team. But wait, I'm going to write a letter endorsing Donald Trump in the middle of the most polarizing election of our lifetime. I just find the whole process to be pathetic by this guy. Robert Kraft made a million mistakes, but the biggest thing he ever did for you, and I think in actuality this is why he's not in the Hall of Fame, was the support he gave to Bill Belichick through Spygate, which absolutely enraged the other owners in the NFL. That Robert Kraft was able to convince Roger Goodell to destroy those tapes is the only reason Bill Belichick is still coaching in the NFL. If everybody had access to all those tapes and all those games, it would have been beyond damaging to Bill Belichick. So what does Bill Belichick do to Tom Brady when he finds himself in a situation where he's being accused as a cheater? He stands in front of the media and says, "I'm not Mona Lisa Vito. I don't know anything about PSI in footballs." Or when Tom Brady gashes his hand and they come back against one of the best defenses of a generation, or at least that season, the Jaguars at home, he says, "Well, it wasn't open heart surgery." The guy has no clothes, people. He's a brilliant defensive mind, but he's an a-hole who only ever gave a damn about himself. And that's why he will never coach anywhere near an NFL team again.
He is, in some ways, imploding before our eyes, which is wild to me. And you know me, Curtis. I've defended the guy every chance I could get around here. I don't understand. If you're developing a program in college.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
In which you're suggesting that the reason a player ought to come and play for you is you can help get them to the NFL.
Right.
To ban the scouts of the New England Patriots, an NFL team, from being there to watch the kids play is an absolute dumb move.
It's not going to help you in the recruitment.
It's selfish and petty, which is exactly who he is.
No, listen, I don't know why he, I mean, I don't understand why recruiting. He's, petty is the right word. Like, what? Get over it.
Recruiting, also keeping kids there. Imagine being a parent of somebody who just sent their kid to UNC because Bill Belichick promised that he was the best choice to get your kid to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, if it's true, Bill, it's a bad move.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, they confirmed it.
So the issue, Courtney, you're right, because as a parent, you know, everybody is, you know, that's got to be Bill's number one recruiting tool, is I can get you to the NFL because of the connections and the respect that NFL people have for me. But when you shut out a team, and so what if it's the Patriots, you know, a team that maybe you left on rocky terms, you should still be welcoming those guys because you know it's going to help you with recruits. This is just not a good move by him. The other stuff, you know, like the Bill Belichick, Brady stuff, the Kraft stuff, like, to me, that's, you know.
I guess maybe it also explains what Mike Vrabel said about Bill Belichick on this show.
Credit yesterday, but he deserves it. Stacey James with getting Robert with Rochi yesterday. I'm sure they were aware that this story was coming out. I'm not sure. I'm guessing. I don't know. But that to have Kraft be out in the morning, magnanimous, saying that we will do a statue, and then the afternoon comes and Belichick's being revealed for not allowing Patriots scouts, who he's never met, to come look at players to see if they're ready for the NFL.
He's acting like a two-year-old.
Yeah, that just don't make sense.
It doesn't look good.
No.
But this is who he's always been, and I'm not mad at it. I mean,
That's fine. I guess the issue probably for me is, when he was doing it here, he was our guy doing it, and so it didn't bother me.
No, but here was different, right? There was no real stopping, you know, the ability for guys to go to other places or get an opportunity. Like, when you look at this, this is preventing your players from having an opportunity to maybe play for a team like New England, because New England doesn't know who these guys are, so they'll just move on to the next. Like, here, if you don't want to pay Julian Edelman because you don't think he's worth it, like, all right, I get that part of it. That's how the NFL works. If you don't want to pay Brady because you feel like he's getting older, like, the pettiness there, I get all that stuff.
Can I just, devil's advocate, ask the question? Who confirmed it?
I have no idea.
ESPN.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't have no clue.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, until the Patriots, if Mike Vrabel told us, yeah, we tried to send scouts.
Well, we could ask him.
So Lombardi and Tar Heels pro liaison Francie Jourdain informed the Patriots that they would be banned from UNC the day before one of their scouts was set to visit in August. A source with direct knowledge told ESPN.
Yeah, I'm just saying we don't always believe that.
All right. Wow. Great lead, Curtis. Couple leads coming up, one from Wiggy, one from me, and then they said it, and the chance to talk to Robert Spillane on a Patriots Friday at 7:30 on today's show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.